The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone. When he's not on the microphone, he's playing a song. And when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone. And then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
According to the score online, which is a sports social media, whatever, you know, pretty reliable, though, over 500,000 followers. Said the Oakland franchise, and they're getting this. Let me get the hat tip to whoever Josh Gerben is. I have no idea. They said that the A's have filed trademarks for Sacramento A's and Sacramento Athletics. Now, it was reported yesterday that they'll be known as the A's with no city name on it. And I don't know why they would I don't know why they're filing the trademarks, but I can tell you one possible reason that would make sense with the other thing said yesterday is either A, if they're going to do, like, doesn't mean they won't do some gear that says that. Mm-hmm. Also, it would prevent other people from doing gear like that as well. And just so that a lot of people are going to see that and freak out about it. But that may be a nothing burger. That may just be, you know, protecting your legal if you will.
Yeah.
Also, you know, Jason, as we get into kind of this TikTok on the A's and just catching everybody up, some more things have come out since yesterday, some more color. But, you know, social media is a cesspool, whether it's, you know, Twitter is the sessiest or one of them, followed by, you know, and then, you know, Facebook, Reddit, Instagram, whatever. And I saw a lot of yesterday, like, and I understand this because we as a city, I'm in the world with you guys. Like, there's nobody more sensitive and more aggressive when it comes to defending the city than me, to a point where I'm like an 8-year-old sometimes. I find myself having an hour-long argument with some probably 15-year-old in Minnesota on Twitter about, you know, whether or not Malik Monk deserves six-man. Or, no, what was it last week? It was which fans have been through it more, Timberwolves fans or Kings fans? Mm. That was the argument. Okay. I argued with this guy for like 4 hours. And I'm like, what are you doing, idiot? So, anyways, this isn't a holier-than-thou thing. I get it. I saw a lot yesterday of people, like, and I'm talking about Sacramento folks, mm-hmm. like justifying why the A's are coming here, but justifying it in a sense of having interactions with A's fans and having it be a lot of, like, well, you guys didn't support the team. Attendance was terrible. You know.
Yeah, I think that's unfair.
I would just say this. Like, even if some of the things that A's fans, particularly Bay Area A's fans, I would just say to everybody, if you can, like, even if some of the stuff they're saying is insulting and untrue to the city, first off, it's not like there's a Twitter poll on what Sacramento is and that's what's going to get us. You know, it's meaningless. But more importantly, like, these are really heartbroken, sad, angry people. And if anybody can understand those emotions, it's Sacramentans and how we would have felt, how we did feel the day Seattle was announced, and how we would have felt if there was the press conference yesterday announcing that they would play at a key arena in Seattle starting next year while the new arena downtown was built by Chris Hansen. We would be, I'm sure, for at least 2 days, but probably more like a very long time, we would be heartbroken, angry, lashing out at people in Seattle. And we certainly wouldn't appreciate. Imagine somebody coming in and be like, because I saw this yesterday, Jason. Guys, this team first talked about moving in 1997 with Jim Thomas. You've had 15 years to prepare yourselves for this. You had two chances to pass an arena bill, and you voted it down by 80%. And I'm going to go a step further here, Jason. I'm going to be a little unfair here, but again, put yourself back in the Seattle days. What if they'd have said, hey, we're sitting here now in 2013. Your attendance in 2013 was the bottom of the league behind the Pelicans, dead last. In 2012, 27th of 30 teams. In 2011, 29th out of 30 teams. In 2010, 29th out of 30 teams. You've either been dead last or bottom two or three for the last 4 years. You had 13 years to figure this out. The Moves can sell their team. They sold it to Seattle. It's a bigger market. They've got, you guys don't even have an ownership group trying to buy the team. They've got the Hansen group and the Nordstrom and Balmer. Like, come on, right, man. Like, even it, like, everything I just said is 100% a fact. Nobody in Sacramento would have, we're not hearing that. We would sit there and talk about how attendance was low because the Maloofs were screwing us over. Right. Attendance was low because the team sucked and the arena sucked. And we would put in all the valid reasons why attendance was low. And, oh, by the way, then the next year when Gold One Center was built, what do you know? Attendance is fantastic. A's fans don't want to hear that right now. They don't want to hear you justifying and explaining to them, mm-hmm, hey, guys, here's why it's happening. It'll be okay. Here's why. And you should be happy, or at least don't insult us.
Yeah.
Let them insult us. Let them. You've got the team.
It's too fresh. The wound's too
way
fresh.
Way too fresh.
Yeah.
Have some compassion.
Yeah, it's a little bit like I said yesterday in the like the venom, the pain, the all of that isn't the same today for Oakland Raider fans. Not today as it was. It was really painful. That was the fresh wound. They were leaving. They ultimately left. Now they've spent a couple teams in Vegas. There's still people mad about it, but you don't have the same. You just can't carry the same kind of emotional pain. There's people. No. I'm sure this has happened to Kings fans, for example. Like a tough loss. Oh well, it's just a game. Like someone might tell you, just a game. They'll get them tomorrow. It's like,
right.
No, I'm not ready to be done with this game. I'm really upset by this game. Let me get to where I need to be. And then, yeah, in a week, I don't feel as bad about it today.
Right.
But let me feel the way
let
I want to feel.
Let me feel the way I want to feel right now. It's fresh.
Right.
Hey, your grandpa was really old.
Right.
He lived
a full life.
It was time for him to die. Also.
That is one of the major reasons I don't like Seattle, too. Is because they are so condescending to
us. Dude, remember the whole, and I love the Sonics Gate guys. They're friends. I love those guys personally. But remember the whole, what was it, in Grantland, the whole, hey, we lost our team to Sacramento. Here's how you get yours back.
Do what we did,
and you'll
be able to get a team
Here's
someday.
The blueprint. It's like right here, guys.
You know what, Seattle?
Yeah.
Take a look at what Sacramento did, and that's how you keep a team.
It's scoreboard. You bastards. Yeah, exactly. Nobody wanted to hear that. Even though I'm sure when they wrote that, the whole thing, we didn't want it to be like this. We didn't want to take your team. We want you. We're going to help you. We'll be here as a resource. They were literally saying, we will be here as a resource for you guys. We will provide the playbook. We will help you guys in every way we can. And I believed them. I believed that they would have. But guess what? Come on. Oh, hey, my wife just dumped me for the guy across the street. Here's my best friend coming over and being like, bro, I get it. You know, I make the rounds, dude. I'm going to help you.
I'm going to get you as classy a woman as I am.
Exactly right. I'm going to show you all the ropes. Get the hell out of here with that. So, yeah, just, you know, but it's even worse for Oakland because imagine us losing the Kings, but like, in the 5 years before that, the state capital moved to San Francisco. And then 3 years before that, Bakersfield actually copyrighted the city of trees. And Eureka is now the farm to Fort Cal. I'm trying to think of the other things Sacramento has. And we lost them all.
I was going to say we lost old Sacramento, but
there you go.
Maybe that wouldn't be the worst thing.
Old Sac? Yeah. It's not easy. JR.
Hey. I like the wife analogy. That is dead on.
It's what it is. It's I've been using
it because he's more handsome and he's richer than you.
I will drive the analogy into the ground, dude. It's fine to be okay with the A's coming. I understand it, but just realize what it is. JR, are you married?
I am.
I had a baby.
There's a lady that lives in my house for the last 35 years,
okay.
Yes.
All right. So, and again, JR, you and I are boys. We're friends.
Yes.
We go back, whatever.
Yeah.
And my wife decides that she's leaving me for a dude that's in the military, and he's stationed in Germany, and he's not coming home for 3 years, and I'm depressed, and you come over, and you're like, hey, you know what? I get it. But I'm going to let her shack up with me for those 3 years because you know what? Someone's going to get it from her. Might as well be me.
I'm going to teach her German when she prepares to go to Europe. That's what I'm going to do. But don't worry. I'm going to make sure you're aware of my training.
Right. And I'm going to help you find a new wife.
Yes. There's a lot of them down in West Sac.
Feel your pain.
Hey, all this happens. I had a Giants fan, man. They were inches away from going to St. Pete's, Florida. They were going to go to St. Pete's, Florida. And Giants fans, we had to dig in, and we were like, and then we get, you know, oh, don't worry, you'll be fine. People move around. Remember when you moved from San Francisco to Santa Clara? I'm like, that's not the same. Stop with the Niners. And, hey, I do love the fact that Seattle tried to take our team because I hate Seattle. Might as well be Southern Canada, okay? Just go Kurt Cobain up there on me, okay? Bye-bye.
It's funny he brings that up.
Southern Canada.
Because the only reason the Giants have the right to block the A's in San Jose from building a ballpark that would have been built years ago is because in 1990, when Mr. Lurie was getting ready to move the team to St. Petersburg, A's owner Walter Haas agreed to give the rights to San Jose to the Giants for a cost. And I mean, back then, this was a lot of money, still a lot of money today, Jason. Walter Haas sold the rights to San Jose to the Giants. Wait, never mind. He gave it away for free. Walter Haas, the owner of the A's, ceded the rights to San Jose to the Giants to help them stay in San Francisco and not relocate to Florida. Santa Clara County, including San Jose at the time, was considered neutral territory. Years later, the A's had a deal to move adjacent to the SAP Center HP Pavilion. The Giants, now owners of those territorial rights, squashed the deal, leading to this. Oh, by the way, one of the minority owners that bought in with the new group led by Peter McGowan to keep the Giants in San Francisco was a guy named John Fisher, who became a minority owner of the San Francisco Giants, selling it to become part of the ownership group in Oakland, led by Lou Wolf, who beat out others. Probably had nothing to do with the fact that he was a fraternity brother of Bud Selig, then the commissioner of Major League Baseball, but he was a fraternity brother of Bud Selig, then the commissioner of Major League Baseball. I just want people to understand how disgusting this whole thing is. It really does make the Kings relocation saga almost look like a Disney movie. And, you know, we're here.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. When we come back, the Kings are swept by the Knicks. We'll talk about that next.
Waking you up with the best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
Get the Kings postgame here in a second. Brendan Nunez joining us at 9, Kings Insider. Hey, it's always good, by the way. You know, everybody in media loves to get mentions, right? Yeah, big mentions. It's always good for the ego. Shout out to the 209's Dallas Braden, who's on a big baseball podcast. I think Jared Carabas. I don't know who the other guy is. I probably should. But then again, he doesn't know who I am either. But here's the open. And shout out to Dallas for trying his best. He did his best to defend my honor.
Do you know who Dave Carmichael is?
Carmichael Dave?
Is that...
As he's... Is that, yeah, well,
you're calling him Dave Carmichael. That is his name. Sacramento, in Northern California, he is known as Carmichael Dave.
Correct.
That's his Twitter. I was confused, like, why it was Carmichael Dave, but his name is Dave Carmichael.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Wait, what did he get wrong?
My name's not Dave Carmichael.
It's not.
No. That's the name I went by when I was at Quad 106, though. They wouldn't let me do Carmichael Dave over there. I had to be Dave Carmichael coming up next. Papa
so
Roach.
He was right.
Maybe Dallas.
Long time.
I remember him back at Quad.
Maybe. He's a long time fan.
He used to listen to me right after Nick Monroe evenings, maybe back when he was in Stockton. He's coming up here. He's like, I like that Dave Carmichael guy and his countdown. Limp Bizkit.
He's Braden Dallas.
So I'm going to come get him on the show. I'll be like, hey, Braden Dallas. But he did his best.
Yeah.
Had a weird week, man, for me. I got to be honest with you. The whole thing started with the Bill Simmons thing, when our guy Jason Hare went on and had a conversation about he and I and our friendship and the whole Sacramento fan stuff, which, by the way, we'll have Jason on here early next week. Then this A's thing, which just for all of us has been whatever. Mm-hmm. Then the Dallas Braden thing. I'm looking forward to just turning everything off this weekend.
Your phone, putting it in the pouch, watching Nate Bargatze.
I'm not doing the pouch thing.
I don't know if he'll make you do that.
I hope not. I'm not going to record it.
Doesn't work that way.
I'm going to sit by myself, and if it's, you know, and I'm going to multitask, and I'm going to play Royal Match, because I'm in the middle of something right now, and I need to hit the targets more so that I can get the stuffed dog.
Mm. Yeah.
Dave Carmichael says so. Mike Brown says you got to draw fouls better if you're going to win ball games.
I got to figure something out. I got to do a better job helping my team out with drawing fouls or gamesmanship, because I thought we did a nice job of getting into the paint a couple of times, and we got guys lifted. But when you get a guy lifted in the air like Jalen does, you just got to jump into his body and see if you can get to the free throw line, because our last two losses against Dallas, they shot 33 free throws to our 12. Luka had 14 free throw attempts. And similar to tonight, you know, New York had 29 free throw attempts to our 12, and Jalen had 10 of them. So, you know, we have to do a better job with our gamesmanship, especially when we're driving to the rim and we get a guy lifted. You know, right now, I'm assuming this is why we're not getting any calls, or not getting as many as I feel like we should. When we get guys lifted, we're taking tough fadeaway shots, so our gamesmanship has to be better.
I would ask Mike Brown. I get it. He's right, and I'm stupid, and I'm a little kid. But I also am a huge fan of the Dave Chappelle movie Half-Baked, and when somebody says we're getting guys lifted.
Different context.
I'm thinking, can you say when we get them up in the air?
Yeah.
That's what he means.
Yes, it is what he means, yeah.
Remember when you talked to Samson?
Got to talk to Samson, which we did earlier today.
We did, 7 o'clock hour.
Getting guys lifted. Well, we also have to stop with the stinking turnovers, too.
Yeah.
On the road against a good team.
Sorry, Mike. One quick note, by the way, Jason. I keep forgetting to bring this up. The Kings yesterday, not huge volume, 58% from the line.
Yeah, it was a bad night. I mean, they didn't get enough attempts. That's what his point is, but they didn't shoot them well.
Here's Mike on the turnovers.
You got to take care of the basketball. And, you know, we could talk about it until we're blue in the face. When you put that thing on the floor, they're coming. And if you feel a second body, if you don't just make the simple play, just get off of it, you're going to turn it over. And they had 19 fast break points, but a lot of it was off our turnovers. We tried to dribble in a crowd. We tried to spin and make a move when we know bodies are coming, instead of just picking it up, being strong with it, and hitting the first open guy.
Mm-hmm. But there's a bright side, according to Coach.
Oh, yeah?
We're still in the hunt, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's 100%. We're still in the hunt. And, you know, what you got to do is hopefully you analyze the game, you look at it, you learn from it, you grow from it, and you try to limit the mistakes that you made previously. But the tough one for me, like I said, is it was the same formula in our last game versus the Knicks. We passed up open shots, and we didn't get off the ball, you know. And when you play a team a second time and after getting beat the first time, you hope that you could do a better job in those areas. And if you do, you live with the results.
Yeah, I can't figure out if it's going to be 48 wins, the same as last year, or 49 that's going to be the last spot, the top six. I don't know. I think it's going to be in that range. And to get to 48, you have to go 4-2. 49 makes it 5-1. That seems unlikely.
50 is 6-0.
50 would be 6-0. I would say they would be in for sure if they do that.
Yeah,
but
I would too.
We just said, what are they, 9.5-point underdogs tonight?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's going to be tough.
Am I the only one that thinks being 9.5-point underdogs on the second night of a back-to-back in Boston is, like, weirdly low?
I went 11.5, so I don't know.
That's not true.
Much of a difference, but. And Boston's lost 3 home games all year. Smoke the Kings the last time. I think the only thought is Boston now officially has secured the 1 seed. So I don't know. And they've done a little bit of resting here lately with some players. They don't rest the whole roster, obviously, but will they mix and match some people the rest of the way and say, you know, they've already got to the number of 60 wins. Mm-hmm. They're not going to set a franchise record of wins. So
Kings have not beaten the Celtics since March 19th of 2021. They swept them that year. That was also in Boston. They lost earlier this year at home to Boston by 25 back in December. Last year, they lost to Boston by 33. They lost to Boston by 18 in Boston. The year before that, 21-22, they lost by 29 at home, and they lost by 53.
I was going to say, there was one in Boston, they were trailing by 60.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Take a break. Stranger things have happened, Jason.
Yeah.
When we come back, let's get to a standings watch as well. We'll have a little more post game for you and look ahead to the weekend before we get to Brendan Nunes at 9 a.m. Celebrity birthdays at 9:30. Friday fun and games at 9:43 with Styles and Watkins. We're right back after this.
And purple. It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on your local sports leader,
Sacktown Sports.
Only an hour and a half left.
Flying by.
It is flying by. Brendan will join us in half an hour. Let's look at the standings real quick, Jason.
Well, we have to.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those where, like, I'm put my hand up, like how you watch a scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't say the Kings are doing the Tom Petty right now and free falling.
No. Not. It's too close. That's why they can change position so quickly.
They're not doing the Tom Petty. They are doing the Jim J. Bullock.
Too close for comfort?
That's right, buddy.
Nice.
I knew you'd get that.
Yeah.
It's too close for comfort. 44-32.
When would you be comfortable? Game 82 and they're in the top six?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I don't even want to, dude, like, you know what would be so apropos for this season? Is that, like, the Kings, let's say they beat Boston and OKC or lose to Boston, you know, beat OKC, beat Phoenix at home, whatever. They put themselves in a position and then they lose to Portland.
Oh, and game 82. I guess that would be fitting.
Wouldn't that be? That would be so
and
fitting
Portland,
for this,
like,
year.
Sat, like, they don't have anybody anyway, but, like,
no.
Sat everybody, played their G Leaguers.
It's Jaeger's revenge. It would be the same thing that happened to Dave Jaeger and the Kings when Portland was playing their G League team and still beat us.
Yeah.
We were trying to get to 40 wins.
Yeah.
40 wins! That's all we wanted.
That's what we were celebrating then.
We were celebrating. Not 50.
No.
Not above 500.
Right.
Not 500. 40.
Not even getting 40 wins. Just the chance for 40
right.
wins.
Oh, there's the graphic I saw. So percentage chance of the play-in right now. The Kings are at 96%. Which is weird. The Lakers are at 94%. How is their percentage?
Do they have the tiebreakers?
No.
The Kings have the tiebreakers.
And they're behind the Kings.
Huh. Strength schedule?
Maybe
their schedule's more difficult. Didn't you read that?
Yeah, but maybe it's
oh, you forgot, Jason. They're the Lakers.
Yeah. You know what? If they finish ninth, they actually get fifth.
But hold on. Is that, like, they're 2% less because they have a better yet terrible chance of falling out of the play-in? Because that stat I took as because Dallas was a 4%. meaning that Dallas
will probably be in the top six.
Yeah. But that also counts, I think, for
going the other way.
Going the other way.
How far are they ahead of Houston?
They are. They're five and a half ahead.
Lakers only have five games left.
That's true. Yeah, I don't
know. They've played more games.
Because they're the Lakers.
Okay.
What's this? When in doubt.
Yeah, they're the Lakers.
They're the Lakers.
Just throw that out there. Yeah, now it's more dangerous team in the playoffs. Warriors, Suns, or Lakers. Well, there's a decent chance the Warriors are playing the Lakers, so one of them will not be in the playoffs.
I think the NBA hates that.
What?
The Lakers playing the Warriors.
Yeah, they like the concept of the play-in.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if we didn't have the play-in.
Yeah, we'd be sitting here like we're a half game away from being out of the playoffs.
Yeah. But the Warriors would be out right now.
The Warriors would be two games out.
Mm-hmm.
I think they hate the idea of the Lakers and Warriors playing a one-off, and one of them, they're going to lose.
They'll love it,
LeBron.
Like, for the one night, because it'll be massive ratings, but then they'll hate that a LeBron or a Curry will not be in the
Steph and Dre going down, Clay going down to AD and LeBron's house, and
or vice versa,
winner take all. Yeah, I mean the Warriors are a game and a half back of the Lakers right now. Interesting note about the Warriors, though, that actually might be what they want. The Warriors are 19-19 at home this year.
Hmm.
That's a little surprising. Yeah. They're 23-15 on the road, so the Kings not the only team. 23-15 at home for the Kings is fairly respectable. 21-17 on the road as well. So it'll be the second straight year they're above 500, both at home and on the road. The Kings are a game behind the Pelicans. Pelicans have the tiebreaker. The Kings are a game behind Phoenix. That tiebreaker will be decided at Golden 1 Center. The Kings are a game and a half behind, two games behind the Dallas Mavericks. And as of right now, have the tiebreaker on the Mavs by a half a game when it comes to conference record. They split the season series 2-2.
Well, those three teams, they all play tonight too.
They do.
Warriors.
Do the Lakers play tonight?
No.
Yeah.
But the Warriors play the Mavericks.
Yes.
So, okay. You know, the Warriors beat the Mavericks just a few days
ago. Who are you rooting for?
I still say the Warriors.
Okay.
Because I still want the Kings to a chance at the top six and Dallas, you know. Then you've got the Timberwolves at the Suns.
Uh-huh. The number one seed by themselves, Minnesota.
Yeah, so they need to play. And then the Pelicans, you would say, have the easiest one on paper, but they host the Spurs.
Right.
And the Kings have the most difficult one in Boston on the second night of a back-to-back.
And the Lakers have a bye.
Lakers are off today.
Yeah, have a bye.
Yeah, they play tomorrow.
The Kings, well, actually, let me take a look, Jason.
Yeah, the Lakers have the Cavs, I believe, tomorrow. No, T-Wolves.
They have the Cavs, T-Wolves on Sunday.
And then the Warriors.
Then the Warriors. Those Memphis. Are all three at home, then Memphis and the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the odds are for the Cavs game. I imagine it's pretty darn close. Maybe the Cavs are slightly favored.
Yeah, Cavs haven't been playing that well lately.
Well, let's put it this way, guys. There is a scenario where the Kings, we're going to wake up on Sunday. There is a realistic scenario. Not a probable, but a realistic scenario. When we wake up in the morning on Sunday, where the Sacramento Kings will be alone in the nine.
Yeah, very possible. Like I said, I think it can get worse before it gets better, or could get better. We'll see.
I want it to get better.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion. I would like it to get better. I don't want to be sitting there. You know, and look, the Kings are six games ahead of the Rockets. They're not falling out of the play.
No.
But as a guy dealing with, you know, another team I love, the English soccer team that's sitting in the relegation zone right now, these are kind of similar feelings right now. Like when you're in that zone, you're very, very nervous. Now, the Kings aren't getting relegated no matter what. They'll be in the play-in. But the idea that they're incredibly close to having a one-off against the Warriors.
I know.
A one-off against the Warriors is not what I want, Jason, unless we win.
Yeah, that's it. Like, to me,
I really want it.
I've seen people say this, like the play-in's a failure. I don't think that it is, though, if you don't get through it.
Who says the play-in's a failure? People say the play-in's a failure. Is that a thing?
Well, like, I feel like it's a if you get put in a play-in, like, you're just not in the spot where you're a playoff team. I said, well, you still can be.
Right.
But my thought is it would be a disappointing season for sure if you get there and you don't get through it, because it's not a playoff trip. And that's, you know, you're trying to build off of last year. I think this year's been a far more difficult year.
Yes.
I think that's been proven, but you've got to break through and be a playoff team.
I like the scenario you brought up, though I think I would die of a heart attack going through it. But having the Kings play the Warriors at Golden 1 Center and winning, and then having to face the Lakers.
I think the one I put was like the worst when they're 10, and they have to go to San Francisco.
And then L.A.
So beat them there. Beat L.A. there, and you're in as the 8. I don't want that.
But if
we knew it could happen.
Yeah, if basketball Jesus came to me and
said,
was
I'm
like,
going to give you this guarantee.
I'd be like, I'm rooting for it. I'm rooting for the Kings to like lose every game the rest of the year.
Okay, here's the one.
Until the playoffs.
Here are the choices basketball Jesus gives Dave Carmichael.
Basketball Jesus.
Says, you know what? I'm going to put you through a little torture. Mm-hmm. You're going to be 10th, but you're going to get the opportunity and deliver on beating the Warriors as the 9. Then your reward is to go to L.A. and eliminate the Lakers. But you're going to lose in the first round in maybe a sweep or whatever. You're going to lose in the first round. Or, choice two, you get in without any of that stress and you win a series and you get eliminated in the second round. What do you choose? Those are your choices?
Yeah.
Non-negotiable. Carmichael, Dave, what do you say?
That's so good.
You beat the Lakers. You beat the Warriors.
So good.
You lose in the first round. Or you avoid all of that, but you win a series.
I know everyone listening is screaming right now going, are you stupid? Of course you go to the second round. Of course, idiot.
And there's no advancing right. Either one.
But my whole thing is this.
The joy you would have of beating the Warriors and Lakers, would that be better than winning a first round
yes,
series?
Yes, I think it would.
We don't ask easy questions.
No, we ask hard. Asking questions, getting answers.
Yes. I need an answer.
Yeah, because sending LeBron and AD home and all the memes of Sabonis holding AD like a baby. Mm-hmm. And then all the memes of like the beam doing the night thing to Steph Curry and sending all of them home.
That's precious.
That's so precious. And then we face the Timberwolves. I don't know. Nuggets. Thunder and we Thunder Nuggets. The Thunder Nuggets or Thunder Wolves. And you get swept. And, like, yeah, that sucks. I think it's one of those, like, we're going to lose no matter what, whether it's in the second round or it's in, if we're going to lose and losing is guaranteed, I think I'd have a much better time in the offseason being like, hey, look, man, we lost. Those games bit us that we lost early in the year. Throughout the year, we end up losing to a 1 seed, 2 seed, whatever. But you know what? We sent LeBron James home, maybe ended his Laker career because Bronny's coming out. And then we sent Steph home. And maybe this is the last iteration of these Warriors we'll ever see.
I think this is tough. Proven that you're having a tough time answering it.
Yeah.
Our YouTuber, second round. It's the choice. Another one says long-term building greater than short-term joy. So two for that. The next one. Whether you're eliminated first or second round, still elimination. Snipe the Lakers and Warriors.
It's kind of where I'm at. It's because I'm so petty. Like, it's kind of where I'm at. Like, I feel like the pain of losing in the second round would be far outweighed by the joy of just knowing that you – think about this, too. You might be able to end LeBron James's Laker career
and break up the Warriors
in the same postseason, and you're the team that did it.
You're responsible.
You sent home the two biggest ratings cows in the NBA.
I think all, which is not wrong, all you're thinking of is the Steph, the beam night.
Yes.
Meme and LeBron.
Like LeBron where he's crying.
No, you think
of
Sabonis
and the baby. Yes, and
AD.
DeMontis Sabonis is dressed like basketball Jesus, and he has like the little robe and all that, and then he's holding, I guess he's got to be basketball Joseph in the robe and all that. And he's holding little baby Anthony Davis, and it's got like AD's giant.
10-0?
Giant. Yeah, 11-0, I think.
11-0, yeah.
And then it's like a little baby with a huge monobrow. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. That's so I can be petty online all summer.
Okay. Remember this?
Yeah.
Hey, it's 110 out, but remember this.
Hey, remember this? Yeah. Oh, your 4 championships. That's great. What about now?
Yeah.
Where's that at now? Your dusty ass championships. We sent you home. LeBron, you fraud. All right, we'll take a break. That's a great question. When we come back, who's hot, who's not? We're going to go streaking. We're going to recap three in the key, and we're going to do two threes in the keys. Oh, my God.
We're in there forever. We're camping.
It's a coin flip whether we get through all of this before Brendan Nunes joins us. We'll do that at 9 a.m. as well. Don't go away. We've got a great hour 15 left for you next.
What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
All right, I want to make sure I got this right because there's a lot of info here, and I probably got it wrong, but I put the poll out on the Twitter, and just make sure I worded it right. Which would you rather? Jason Ross edition. Option A, slide to 10th. But beat the Warriors at Chase, then go to L.A. and beat the Lakers, sending both home. But then you get swept in the first round.
Okay, that's correct.
Or option B, get in, whatever, win your first round series versus whoever, but then get swept in the second.
Oh, we're doing sweep. Okay, that's fine. I don't know that it had to be a sweep. Either way, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's elimination. Okay, yeah, that's basically right.
Option A, send Steph and LeBron home. Option B, second round. Just 25 votes in. I just hit enter before I walked up here. Who's winning?
Take Warriors and Lakers out.
I'm going to go the other one, but it's with 20.
Super close.
It's going to be like 54%.
And I said I'm not going to lie. I know B is the right answer. But if we're getting swept anyways, I'd rather send those fools packing.
Okay.
76% of the initial 25 votes. Early tallies say, let's go to the second round. That's a very mature response from our fan base.
We're still waiting on Broward County, though.
On what?
Broward County.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of ballots.
25 votes is too early.
Stop the count. Also, who's hot, Christopher Lund?
The Splash Brothers. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson combined last night for 58 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds. They were both 9 of 7. They were combined 9 of 17 from three. And they're 133-110 win over the Rockets.
Boo. Noted online blogger Tim Maxwell's response is, I would rather win the finals. I would rather punch you in the ear hole. Answer the question.
That's funny. Was that one of the options?
No,
Dave?
It wasn't. Do the right thing. Don't color outside the line, stupid. S-T-U-P-I-T. I said it like that purpose. Stupid.
Yeah.
Answer the question. You dumb. Answer the question the right way.
Damn.
All right, who's not?
Harrison Barnes.
Unfair. Prove it.
Cool.
In 15 minutes last night, he had 0 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal, and 3 turnovers in the Kings' 120-109 loss to the Knicks.
You proved it. But hey, can I give a stat in favor of Harrison Barnes just because I want to? He's your roommate after all, Dave.
He has not turned the ball over today?
Well, today, no. But he did have 3 yesterday. Oh. In a game with the Kings lost by 11, he was +1. Should have played him more.
Oh, yeah. So,
he was when he comes home after a game like that, right. Is it just quiet or you?
Yeah, no. So, well, he's in New York, but we talked on the phone last night.
Yeah, because FaceTime.
He had a package coming from Barnes and Noble. Yeah. As a matter of fact,
another book.
He also asked you to feed his gerbil, right?
Yes, he did. And so I was like, yeah, I held the books up. And he's like, oh, yep, that's the right one. Just put it in my library, which I did. He's got a big library.
Leather bound, right?
Leather. Smells of mahogany.
Yeah.
Rich leather mahogany. You know what? Honestly, we generally.
Did he want you to read to him?
Jason, he didn't ask me. I offered. But that was at the end of the conversation. We'll get back to that. Generally, we don't talk about it.
Hmm.
But I did say, hey, man, you know, tough game. Everything good? And you know what? He said, hey, man. It's a tough game, but you just got to put it behind you. Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to tomorrow, Boston.
Interesting, because I must have talked to him after you did.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, I know you'll see Dave tomorrow. Can you tell him to stop wearing my robe? So I thought I would let you know. It bothers him.
We argued about this before. I didn't know it was his robe. I thought it was a robe he got for me because it says HB on it. I thought that stood for hot body, and he meant it for me.
On the back, it says, caw. It reads. I mean, it doesn't say it.
No.
You push a button.
It says it. You push a button. It goes, ah. And then, yes, I offer. I said, would you like me to read to you? You know, nice, yeah. You know, cheer you up. And you know what the choice was last night? He said, you choose. I read him a few pages out of Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, Hungry Mungry, always a plus.
Good pull.
Little Giving Tree.
That made him feel better.
It did.
Yeah.
I love Harrison
Bounce
Barnes.
Bounce back game tonight.
I love this bit we have where Harrison Barnes and I are roommates. I hope
Do you think he gets back to
him? I hope if it does, I imagine it would.
He said what?
Imagine somebody asking him, is it true that you and Carmichael Dave are related?
You and Dave Carmichael?
Dallas Braden's at the presser asking if he lives with Dave. I would hope if it got back to him, and hopefully somebody gave him context. Not just, hey, is it true you and Dave? If there was if somebody sent him a clip, I hope he would laugh, because we're always very respectful and kind about.
You said that's the person you'd want to be roommates with.
That's who I would want to, if I had to be roommates with any current king. It's close. We debated it, but I think in the end it'd be HB.
Yeah,
it would be. I love HB. I'm not saying, look, they had a crap hole game last night.
Yeah, you can love them and be critical.
Yeah, we got to be honest with our friends and roommates.
Right. So stop wearing the robe.
God dang it. All of that, and we, damn it, we didn't get to any of the other stuff. Any of it at all. You know what, though? You know what I think we should do?
Hmm.
What do we have? We have 1 minute? We have 1 minute. Let's go streaking right now.
Okay.
And what do you say we do the threes in the key and bring Brandon into the whole
That's
thing?
That's fine.
Okay, so let's go streaking.
It's time to go streaking.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Who is the Nostradamus of MLB?
Who can keep the streak going? It's time to go streaking.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking.
Hey, you probably wouldn't guess this. You know what our favorite shared snack is, like on a Sunday afternoon? Apples and peanut butter.
I would not have guessed it.
Yeah. Apples and peanut butter. Yeah. He'll give them sometimes. I will. Macintosh apples.
Seems a little too sweet for him.
Yeah.
It's organic peanut butter.
Of course it is. And he grew the apples.
Grew them in his garden.
Yes.
In the Falcon Garden.
All right. Let's remind everybody how we play Let's Go Streaking. You pick a player a day. If you have... hit, you go on, you extend your streak, you just can't use the player again. So the only people streaking on the show currently, Dave, you are at 3.
Yeah.
Chris and I are 0, so we started fresh.
And you and I think I'm tied for the season.
Season lead season, is a 3-game hitting streak. So if you got a hit yesterday, you go to 4.
Yep.
Let's find out. You picked Alex Kirilloff of the Minnesota Twinkies, as you called him. He went with 4 plate appearances. 1-for-4.
Let's go!
Dave is the new season leader. 4-game hitting streak. He's on what they say on fire.
I think I went. Have I gone 0-for-4 and then 4-0? I think.
Might have been 0-3 and then 4-0.
So I'm above 500. Okay, let's go.
I was 0-for-whatever. Yeah. And here we go. I picked Francisco Lindor from the New York
Mets.
Yes,
you did.
They played a doubleheader. I could have even cheated and said, I'm going to take both games, but it's the
first
game.
Wait, we can't use. That's why I picked the Tigers.
Well, either way, Chris, we know how it went for you.
I got screwed on Shohei Ohtani when he had like the greatest offensive game ever last year,
in
but it was
the second game of
the second game. Yeah.
So Francisco Lindor, it didn't matter. He went 0-for-8, 0-for-9 yesterday. Both games didn't get a hit, so I'm still at 0. And Chris took Kerry Carpenter from the Tigers, who also was in that doubleheader.
Kerry Carpenter.
First game without a hit. Second game also no hit.
Oh wow.
So we're at 0. Dave, you're at 4. You set the bar.
Guys. Give me a Michael Taylor, the red hot, once again, Pittsburgh Pirates. If memory serves me right, they started out red hot last year, too. Give me Mikey Taylor.
Okay.
No relation to Mikey Winfield.
No. I'm not screwing around anymore. This time it's for real.
Don't screw around.
Yeah. Who'd you take from? The Pirates?
Yeah, the Pirates.
Oh, yeah, they host the Orioles. Let's all rise. We're going to Aaron Judge. Home
baby.
Opener. Come on, let's go.
Can't wait to see him jack one in Sacramento.
Excuse me?
See?
Okay.
Chris?
I'm going to take Evan Carter.
You're going
the
back
Texas
to
Texas Rangers. He's due.
Okay.
Oh, my guy's going against Grayson Rodriguez. He's 1-0 with a 1.5 ERA.
GR.
Grayson Rodriguez is really good. Probably.
Someone you'll see at Sutter Health Park soon.
I couldn't pick Grayson Rodriguez out of a lineup if he was wearing a name tag that said Grayson Rodriguez.
How's your vision?
I can't see very well. We'll take a break when we come back. Hey, Brendan Nunes is going to join us, and we're going to bring him in on some of the stuff. We'll recap Three of the Keys, so he's just going to kind of have to relax while we do
that. Yeah,
just
relax.
Relax and eat an egg sandwich. Yeah. Oh,
we got to see if he's done it. He better have.
Christopher Lott, has Brendan Nunes done an egg sandwich yet? No, I'm asking you. We're betting here.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah. Jason Ross?
I'm fully believing he did.
I say he hasn't. It's going to be something like, oh, well, you know, I'm looking forward to doing it this weekend. I had a little rough day yesterday, whatever. Busy. Was riding around with my parents. When we come back, wow. Brendan Nunes, senior Sacramento Kings insider for Sacktown Sports, coming up next.